Life Audio. You're listening to Therapy and Theology, and I'm your host, Carly Merclear. This podcast is a space where we explore popular topics and questions related to the convergence of faith, feelings, spiritual formation, and more. My prayer is that through these conversations, we will grow in our awareness of who we are as beloved children of God, learn to acknowledge our needs and emotions with curiosity and compassion, and rediscover the purpose and power of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. As a licensed therapist and ministry leader, I want to give voice to the many questions we face while cultivating a clearer view of how our faith informs our healing journey. I don't have all the answers, but I am committed to going deeper and walking together. So whether you've been to therapy or know exactly what you believe when it comes to theology, I want to invite you to join this journey as we fearlessly name the complexities of our present reality and press into the hope of the gospel story. So are you ready? Let's jump into today's question and begin this journey together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hello and welcome back to Therapy and Theology. Happy Thanksgiving if you are listening on the day that this airs. I thought it would be only fitting as we step into this season of the holidays and gratitude and giving with an embodied practice. And so this will look a little bit different than some episodes as I will be just leading you through a practice of Lectio Divina. If you're unfamiliar with this type of prayer practice, I want to give a little explanation before we dive into it together. So the phrase Lectio Divina means divine reading in Latin, and it has been an embodied form of prayer in the monastic communities since the 6th century. This was oftentimes a daily prayer for many monks, and it was a way of communicating with God through scripture in an embodied way. So unlike a structured prayer or structured reading where we're identifying key concepts of a passage, this type of prayer is a dialogue with God through scripture in connecting with our thoughts, our feelings, memories, desires, and images. And so it's got four movements: reading, meditating, prayer, and contemplation. And so as we go through each movement of Lectio Divina, it involves reading one small passage of scripture, listening to it, responding to it with whatever comes up, and then resting in the words of God. And it can be practiced alone or with friends and in community. And so the first piece of this is going to be selecting a passage of scripture. The passage I've selected for our practice today is Psalm 100. And as we take preparation for this practice, a really helpful way to begin with Lectio Divina is to start with centering your body physically and your mind mentally. And so when you're ready, find a place to sit comfortably, maybe finding footing on the ground with your posture up. And one way I like to start this practice is by just checking in. What feelings or thoughts are racing in my mind? What worries or concerns do I bring to this place of prayer? And in a movement with our hands, or even with our breath, What we do is we entrust these things to the providence of God. One way to do this is to take the palms of your hands and press them into the floor or into your seat, pressing those burdens, physically feeling yourself giving those burdens away, and then opening your hands, facing your palms up, and receiving God's presence. Now we will begin the reading portion of Lectio Divina. As I read this passage for the first time, the only goal is to listen to the words of God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Now take a moment to account for any thoughts or phrases that stood out to you from this passage. And as I read it again, meditate on a phrase or word that is brought to life in this passage for you. May it be an invitation for communication with God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. As you focused on a specific word or phrase, I want to encourage you to allow that word or phrase to be a word from God. What is God saying to you through these words? What desire or dream or prayer or petition is found within them? And what feelings do these words rise up within you? As I read through again, this is an opportunity to pray through this passage with what's coming up. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God, and it is he who has made us. We are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his steadfast love endures forever. His faithfulness to all generations. As we return to this passage one final time, I want to encourage you to notice what the Spirit has brought to your mind and offer it back to God in response and prayer. Now I will read this passage for the final time. As I do, release the word or phrase you have been praying with or through. In this moment, we just want to be still and rest in God's embrace. And maybe the question you can be asking is, what gift has God given you from this passage? What does he want you to do with it? Right in this moment, we contemplate what God is inviting us into, both heart, mind, soul, and spirit. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who has made us. We are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, and His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. God, I thank You for being a God that is close to His people. You remind us that we are made in Your image. We bear Your mark of belovedness. And we thank You for being a good shepherd. As we enter Your presence, we give thanks for who You are, despite all circumstances, challenges, and changes. And God, we delight in Your goodness, Your steadfast love that endures forever, and Your faithfulness to each generation. Amen.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of Therapy and Theology. If you have a question or topic you would like discussed on a future episode, please feel free to email me or drop it in the comments. Also, don't forget to subscribe to have each week's episode instantly downloaded to your podcasts, and see the show notes for resources mentioned in this episode. To access more content and join my monthly email list for the latest updates and info, visit my website at carlymarkluyer.com.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.